final weekend of the Olympics, but a lot of activity over the last 24 hours. Let's check in with ABC News correspondent Alex Stone.
Well, Pat, not good news when it comes to figure skating. I wish we had better news there. This was the American women's worst showing in modern era Olympic history. They finished in 9th, 10th, and 11th places. Mariah Nagasu failed to get any lift on her triple axel. And since World War II, every year, at least every Olympics, one American has finished in the top six. This year, it didn't work out that way. The women, after they came off the ice, they were unhappy. We heard from Mariah Nagasu, and she made some comments that, quite frankly, she may very well regret coming off the ice, saying that she is the reason why the U.S. should be thanking her for winning the bronze medal 2 weeks ago in the team event, saying that she is the one that made that happen, saying that the only thing she was doing last night while she was skating was thinking about that this was an audition for Dancing with the Stars, that it might get her on that show, that she's hoping that the producers were watching, that she was smiling only for that reason. We can imagine that that's going to make things a little icy on the flight back with her teammates from South Korea. She also talked about how they would go out and were spending late nights out, and she was taking cold showers and the rough conditions. So interesting comments coming from Nagasu. The other thing big is going to be overnight tonight, late tonight, U.S. time, Pacific time, curling, men's curling. Unusual for the U.S. men to be in the gold medal round. They never have been before. It's always been Canada. They beat out Canada. They're going to be in this gold medal round later on tonight, going for gold. They're assured at least the silver, but they could get the gold, Pat.
And we, of course, the Olsen family, Larry at the helm, will be watching that curling competition going for the gold tonight or tomorrow morning. That will be coming up. But, Alex, what about the closing weekend at the Olympics?
The closing ceremonies are typically shorter than the opening ceremony. The closing ceremony will be a lot of light, a lot of fireworks, and a lot of politics. Now that Ivanka Trump is here, she is leading the delegation. The North Koreans will be here as well with an 8-person delegation. And today, the president announcing the new sanctions against North Korea. Interesting timing because they announced new sanctions 2 weeks ago when Vice President Pence was here. So every time it makes things a little bit cold between, even more so than it already would be, between the two countries when then they have to meet up. Ivanka Trump will likely be sitting very close to the North Korean delegation. And if she's anything like Pence, probably won't interact with them at all. But it does bring politics into all of this. Ivanka Trump will also be attending later today, our time here, tomorrow, your time, some of the events of the Olympics, be watching some of the snowboarding going on. And then on Sunday, it's the closing ceremony.
Yeah, it's going to be a big weekend, Alex. Thanks so much. And Alex reporting, of course, live from Pyeongchang in South Korea. And Alex will be with us Monday morning, too, to kind of wrap up this little over 2 weeks of 2 weeks of activity at the Olympics and how the Americans fared through the final day of the Olympics of Winter Olympics of 2018.